So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that Breira helps, and then the Gemara says that the Halach is not like the Mishnah, is not right. Rabbi Yehuda really helps, Breira doesn't help, because Ayo had a Breisa where it says that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't make a Tanai on two things, and which is Breira. And then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why don't we validate the Mishnah and invalidate what Ayo said because of the Mishnah? The Braisa should fall because of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, because there's another Mishnah where clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no break. What is that? This Nan, Halokeach Yain Ben Akusim, Omer Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish Harihen Truma, Asora Maisa Rishon, Tisha Maisa Sheni, Umeichel Vishosa Miyad, Divra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. So the case is like this, see Rashi? Halokeach yayin mibein hakusim, kodim shegozru al yeinam. This is before they made a gzera that the yayin of kusim is also altogether. So it's still drinkable, but there was a problem with trumas and maestras. Kin refers to sheep as fooling. Ustam kusim lo mafreshe truma, the endless that kelim mahafresh the tochon trumo maestr. Talking about a case where the guy has wine, that he bought from the kusim. It's drinkable, but he has to take off trumas and maestras. It's not demai. It's really a bona fide sovlik, and therefore you have to take off truma and maestr, not just maestras. A regular Jew, we hold, takes off truma, but not maestr. So by demai, you have to take off maestr, but not truma. But by a kusi, you have to take off everything. You have to take off trumas and maestras. And he doesn't have any kalim to take it off with. And he wants to be able to drink this now and somehow be mafresh later on. So he has nothing except the kli that he's drinking the wine from. So Omer, Rashi says, Omer shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh truma min ameya. From the 100 parts that I have here, 2 of them should be truma. That's 150. Hari hain besocho. And all of these things are now inside the wine somewhere. We don't know where they are. Rashi says, "Umeichal Maaser Sheni Shehu Yochel Lasake Miyad," and he's mechalal the Maaser Sheni on a coin that he has below Hafrasha without separating it. La'achas Shekorel of Shei, he's korei Shem on it, and all of them. So there's somewhere mixed in with all these wine, all of the different matanas. Yichalena b'chol makom shehu al amos v'shosa miyad, and then he can start drinking this immediately. La'achas man yafresh hatruma v'hamaiser. Later on, when he'll take out the 150th and the 10th that he has, so he, that then it'll be misbarer that was the truma and meiser from the very beginning, and because of breira, what he have drunk is not tevel, is chulin misukani. So we're so mechan breira that we say that what he separates later is the actual truma and meiser that from the beginning was there mixed in with the wine, and therefore what he drank was okay, and he's allowed to drink it now. On the smach that later on he'll be mafresh, and lemafrei it'll be nisbar that what he was mafresh was always supposed to be the truma meiser that he designated now. So that's prayer. That's what Rav Meir says. So Rav Meir says that it helps. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold it as osir. So you see here, Rabbi Yehuda holds it. We don't say breira. Osrin Rashi says, Kasolka died to Hashta, the Tamayo Mishim de Kasavri, ain't breira. Right now, we think the reason they say it's osir is because they hold it ain't breira. Mamela, if it's ain't breira, then the truma, meiser, everything is mixed in together. When he separates it later, it's not necessarily misbarer that that's what it was supposed to be in the beginning. And therefore, it's very possible that he drank truma, meiser, or whatever. So, therefore, it's osir to do. Okay. Ula Omar, so therefore we have another Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda holds that of Ein Breira, so the two Mishnah, the Mishnah and the Braisa of Ayo, overpower our Mishnah, which seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira and the Halacha is not like our Mishnah. Okay. Ula Omar, Lesa La Ayo Mi Masnis. No, Ula says the opposite, that Ayo, who brought this Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira, the Braisa falls in front of the Mishnah, and the Halacha is like the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a Braira. Aye, the Elohadik Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Aye, there's another Mishnah, the Mishnah we just said over here, of Halokeach Yaimi Ben Akusin, where it says the Theorist that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Osir, and seemingly the reason is because of Ein Braira. Ula Zuzei Zuzei Ktani. Ula split it up. He didn't have that same Divrei Rav Meir and then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. But Ula split it into pairs. And he finished off the Mishnah the following. Divrei Rav Meir for Rabbi Yehuda. That which it says that it helps, that it's okay to do, is the Divrei Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon held its Osrin. So there's no other Mishnah that where Rabbi Yehuda holds not a Braira, just the opposite. There's two Mishnayos where Rabbi Yehuda holds a Braira, and only a Braisa that Ayo said, where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the Braira, so Rabbi Yehuda, Ayo's Braisa falls in front of these two Mishnayos. So Maris says, now the Sover of Yossi ain't Braira, so it still comes out, though, that Rabbi Yossi holds ain't Braira. Because Rabbi Yossi holds it doesn't help by the case of Lokeach Yaimi Ben Akusim. Okay? For Hasnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtei Noshim, Shalachu Es Kineihem Be'eruv, O Shinosnu Kineihem Lekohen, Eze Sheirtze Kohen Yikrav Ola, Ule Eze Sheirtze Yakrav Chatas. Right? B'chora, what's it called? This case, it's Mashma that Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Be'eruv. What's the case, Rashi? Be'eruv, women took their kinin, a woman who's a Yoledis, or a Zava. So at the end of the time that's prescribed, she has to bring an ola and a chatas, two birds, one for an ola, one for a chatas. So two women brought their karbanos b'shutis, and they what's it called? They gave the birds to the kohen and didn't specify which was which. Le'ezem min akinim sheyirtze, whichever he wants, beis hapredos yakriv olos l'shtei hanoshim v'yes. So they gave two pairs of birds. Each one had a pair of birds. So normally, if that pair was this woman's karbanos, one would have to be an ola and one would have to be a chatas. But they brought all their birds together, all four together. So he can take anyone he wants, any pair, and make both of them chatos, for one for each woman. And both of them, an ola and the other pair, one for each woman, right? And we don't say that dafka, each pair belongs to each woman, and one has to be a chatas and one has to be an ola. The koshkin in bala chalik called kain v'kain, pray to la ola, pray to la chatas. Surely if he wants to separate each pair into one a chatas and one a ola, that's even better. Then we say this pair was for Rachel, and she has a chatas and an ola, and this pair is for Leah, and she has a chatas and an ola. The shaper dama. But it's not lavdaka. He can make anyone he wants, as long as in the end there's two chatos and two olas, that's good. Alma, midiko omar, shemutr, likach, kineim, be'eruv, that it's okay to take them mixed up, and then the kohen can be mafrish and decide which one is what. Michlal, diyesh, breira. That's only good because of breira. Diamrin and huver, hadover, shezu, hapred, the shehikrid, lishmarshal, zu, shalahi. The reason that there's a problem here is you need to know whose bird this is. Besides that it has to be made for the shame of the chatas of the ola, it has to be made for the shame of the chatas of the ola, the person who brought it. This is how Rashi looks. Right? And therefore, let's say that what's it called, this wasn't Leah's. She didn't buy this one. They both bought kinin. They bought what's it called, birds. So in the end, we don't know if this is the one that Leah bought or this is the one that Rachel bought. And it still helps that the Kohen should bring anyone he wants. And we say in the end, it's Nisbar, this was Leah's and this was Rachel's. So in the end, it helps to be Mavarer which one was which. The Shein Bailin Bo'ina. The Ein Breira, because if Breira wouldn't help, Ikala Neymar, Chatas Va'ola Shehikriv La, Lo Shalahi. The Chatas and Ola, they was Makri for Leah, wasn't Leah's carbon. Leah didn't buy it. Rachel bought it. And therefore it doesn't help because it's not the Shein Bailin. Ela Shel Chaverta. The carbon HaKorib Bishinu Bailin. And if you bring a carbon, even though you make it for the right carbon, but not for the right person, you're not Yotze in the mitzvah with it. Time along the Pesachim of Isvachim, Deinu Olila Bailin. You can't be Yotze the Chova. So even though the carbon is kosher, but Lamaish, it's made for the wrong person. So you made Rachel's carbon for Leah. So neither Rachel or Leah are yotze with that carbon, because it's the carbon that was nikrav. One of the avodas was done shelo l'shem baila. The kosh came b'chatas. That's by the ola. By the chatas, the halacha is shelo l'shma is pasul, and shelo l'shem baila is also pasul. The kosh came b'chatas shelo l'shma or shelo l'shem baileha legamrei nitzula. Ukviyah shem baila ain't otali b'kohen. And the Kohen's not the one who decides whose it is. Whoever bought it, that's whose it is. So the Chora, we obviously say that when the Kohen does it, since it was all brought together, all mixed up, later on when it's Mevurer, which one was whose, that's Taka what it was from the beginning. Otherwise, if we don't say that, it's a suffix with anybody's Yotze, because maybe the Kohen brought the wrong one for the wrong person. Samara says no. Over there it's talking where they made a tnai to begin with. Rashi, kishihisnu, hanoshim beinehem, shekol mi sheyakriv hakohen lishmo yehei shala. They never bought it to begin with that each one should consider their pair of birds theirs. When they bought it on the tnai, we're not yet delegating whose birds these are. We're buying them together. We bought four birds together b'shutvis. Whose will be what will depend on what the Kohen will do later on. That's just not totally in Breira. Right? They lechatchila didn't buy it to be theirs. They bought it to be all of theirs, and what will decide which one's whose is what's it called, is when the Kohen will do it. Now, if they lechatchila bought it, what's it called, that this one should be for this one, this should be, and we didn't know which one was which, and then the Kohen had to do it, then you need Breira. Then it had to be Nisbar from the beginning whose it was. But here they said lechatchila, that we're not buying this, that it should be ours, until the Kohen will do it. That will decide which one was ours. No. It didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference. It didn't have to be Nisbar Lamafreya. Right?
The Kenyan... The whole problem was...
That was a different thing. There the Gemara said it happened. But over here, it doesn't make a difference. Over there, when the Kohen will be Makrevit, that's when it will not be Nisbar L'Mafreya whose it was. That's when it'll become Leah's or Rachel's. Either Breira can be gotten around one of two ways. Either L'Chatchila was like that, but we didn't know. That's, you don't need Breira. You don't need Huvra Adav L'Mafreya, because from L'Chatchila was separate. Or that you didn't need it to Huvra L'Mafreya. You don't have to know backwards. It'll be Nisbar at that time, and at that time is when it's Chal. We don't have to know yesterday who bought the birds. Because when they bought it not to be theirs. They bought it to be everybody's together. And they said the Kohen will decide, right, which one is yours, which one is mine. Not from today, from then. Doesn't have to be today. Whose it is today, we're all shukfen in it. When the Kohen will bring the carbon for you, that becomes your bird. And it doesn't have to be your bird from today. It has to be your bird from when he brings it. That's all. So it doesn't have to be Huver Lamafreya. That's how Rashi holds. So Mara says, if that's the case, then Ihachi Mailam Hemra, well, that's a Kiddush, right? If they meant that the bird should become theirs when the Kohen is Makravid, so then you don't need Breira B'chlav. So what's a Kiddush over here? Mara says, Kamashman Kudrav Chizda. The Amar Rav Chizda ain Hakin in Mispar shows Ela Iba Latichas Bailim, Iba Sias Kohen. There's two ways that the kinim can be nisbarer what they are. In other words, which one's a chatas, which one's an ola, and which one belongs to who. Either when they buy it, they can specify. At the time that they buy it, they say, "This, I'm buying this for a chatas, for me. This for an ola, for me." Then it's nisbarer, this one's carbon, this one's a chatas, this one's an ola. And then if they get mixed up together, right, we're going to have to say breira, to say hufra, that's what it was to begin with. Okay, if they didn't know from the beginning which one it was. Or there's another way, that when they buy it, they're not mevarer b'chlal. And you don't have to be mevarer. It doesn't have to be a chatas or an ola when they buy it. And it doesn't have to be Rachel or Leah's. They buy it completely without anybody's name on it and without any das of chatas or ola. What designates it as a chatas or an ola and to whom it belongs? When the Kohen does it. Second way. It doesn't have to be designated from the time that they buy it. It can also be designated from the time the Kohen does it. That's the chiddush. Rashi. Kamash one kerev chiz. Ihochi mailam emra. Even the bedas kohen tali. Since it doesn't have to be nisbar lemafreya, so then what's the chiddush here? Kamashma to Rav Chisda, Shafal Pishri Hayakol Kan came the cane, Bifnei Atzmo. Ela Shalachum Biyachad, each cane was by itself, but they bought it together, four, right, two women bought four birds together, two kinim. Each pair, one has to be a chattis, one has to be an ola, because when they bought the pair, that's the chora, what they bought it for. One chattis, one ola. And when this one bought the pair, it was hers, and when this one bought the pair, it was hers. Velo yucha lasos mina kain ho echad shtei olos. You can't take from one kain and make both of them olos, because when they bought it, the chora, they had in mind that one should be a chattis, one should be an ola. That's how they bought it. That's how they gave it to the Kohen. Kamash Malon, Kivan Delo Ikbeinu Behedya, Bishas Lakicha, since they didn't designate it the Therish when they bought it, right? Lomar, Pray the Zuchatos, or Pray the Zuola, they didn't say, look, I'm buying this cane for me, and one of these is a Chatos, and one of these is an Ola. And the other one said the same thing, right? Even if afterwards they taka designated it, right, after they bought it, they said, okay, well, this is your cane, this is mine, and this is a chattis, this is an ola in each one, right? That has no effect. You can either designate it when you buy it. If you don't designate it when you buy it, then designating it afterwards has no effect. Then the only designation is what the coin actually does. Then whatever one the Kohen takes for a chattis, that's a chattis. Whichever one is for Rachel, that's for Rachel. So either you can designate it when you buy it, or you can designate it when the Kohen makes it. Anything in between there, the designation is worthless. So therefore you don't need Brevet. Since they didn't designate it when they bought it, so you don't need to have Huvr L'Mafreya what was when they bought it, so when does it become designated? When the Kohen does it. So that's not solving Brevet. Then the Kohen designates. Ein akinim shel kol mechusri kaporim misparshos eiza olav eiza chatos ela iv lekichas bailim she amru b'shach lekicha zu ani lokeach leolav zu lechatos oh b'ashiyas kohen aval im lachum stam. But if they bought it and they didn't designate it when they bought it, the acher kach koralim shein, and only afterwards the women said, okay, well, this was going to be the chatos, this is going to be the olav, this is yours, this is mine. Ein hashem chol aleihem, that doesn't help. And it doesn't make them designated. The yochel akoin, the shanosa. And the coin can change it. I don't have to say that whatever the coin did now, that's what they had in the beginning. That's what they did in the beginning. No. You don't have to be what it was in the beginning. Now it becomes designated when the coin is makered it. The kra darish rav chizda, the sefer yoma, the lochash de sorim, o shnei b'nei yona, echad la'olav, echad l'chatos. Uksiv gabe coin, v'osu hakoin is ho'echad chatos, v'ho'echad ola. Right? So one says the lachash they saw him echad lachatos echad lola. So that's by lakicha. By lakicha, you can designate which one's a chatos, which is an ola. Or the also hakohen echad lachatos. Or if you didn't designate it by lakicha, then that which designates it is when the kohen actually does it. Then the also hakohen is echad chatos v'ha echad ola. Alma ein shem ola v'chatos chalaleim ela b'lakicha o bashiyot. Either this one or that one, but nothing in between. And therefore, if they didn't take and buy it and designate it, then when the Kohen does it, that's what designates it. So you don't need prayer. You don't need it over the Mafreya.